It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge, 15 minutes, whatever. Just y'all just hang in here because it's gonna be fun. Doop doop doop.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.
Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Well, hey, Gene, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good, good.
Doing something exciting you're taking a break from?
Yes, always. Of course, you know, I don't remember what it was. I still look forward to taking a good break. That's all that was on my mind, you know?
Oh, man, like recess at school.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you something that will kind of tune you into our break today. Well,
that would be very helpful. I don't suppose you've got a word of the day, do you?
I do. But first, let me ask you, Okay. What is your sun sign?
My sun sign is Aquarius.
So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to talk, the word of the day is astrology, Okay. Which is the study of the movements and relative positions of celestial bodies interpreted as having an influence on human affairs and the natural world. Some people consider this zodiac, horoscopes, stargazing. Ancient Greeks and Romans studied the skies and named the constellations, which there is an Aquarius constellation, and there's also a Pisces and Gemini, all kinds of Cancer, you know. Well, there's 12 of them anyway. And that brings me to today's topic, thanks to who?
Pop quiz.
Who is our researcher?
Oh, Barb. Hey, Barb. Thanks, Barb.
Oh, man. You ask Gene a question. If you say, Gene, I have a question for you, and it's going to be XYZ, and then you ask the question, he's cool with it. But if you just throw the microphone in front of Gene's face and say, what's the answer to this question? He goes, duh, dee-dee-dee. Have you ever seen the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called Kindergarten Cop?
No.
You're not a big movie or TV person anyway, are you?
Not so much.
That's okay. But it's funny because he is an undercover cop and he's trying to catch somebody. But it's connected to a kindergarten student. He doesn't want to go directly to the mother of the child and ask her a question. So he starts going to he's trying to find a specific child. And he's talking to all of the children and he goes, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions and you must answer immediately. Who is your daddy and what does he do? But we're not talking about that. But I had to just throw that in because I like my little pop culture. You know, it's funny. I never was a big TV person. And I never was a big movie person. But I have become one because it's really fun. Curtis and I carry on conversations with each other based on movie quotes sometimes. Well, that's cool. It's fun to do. Or sometimes we'll do it with music, too. You know, we just speak the words. Curtis doesn't like the way I sing. Wait until he hears the way I drum. But today, thanks to our lovely researcher, Barb Marino, we are talking about the best hobbies for your zodiac sign. These are boredom-busting hobbies, and they're a real pick-me-up during the pandemic and beyond. And they're based on zodiac signs. Now, a lot of people don't even know what the zodiac is or what astrology is or horoscopes. So they're based on certain, when you were born.
You have zodiac signs, moon signs, and there's a lot to this. And a lot of people really place a lot of emphasis on this. However, this is just for fun more than anything else. People who were born between March 21st and April 20th are considered Aries. And they say that Zumba is perfect for them. It's a high-energy style of dance aerobics and is especially good for Aries people who are considered allergic to inactivity, unlike me. I can sit on my chair all day long. I love to get out and work in my garden, but that's another kind of sedentary job. It can be. You can sit for hours just pulling weeds. Now, Taurus people were born after April 21st through May 20th. In fact, oh no, my brother's not Taurus. Anyway, gardening is considered very good for Taurans. The nurturing energy of this earth sign makes a Taurus the perfect person to start a garden. Now, the mascot, if you will, for Taurus, or the constellation, is the bull. It's a bull. Aries is the, no, I don't know. The ram, yeah, the ram. Gemini, the sign of the twins, from May 21st to June 20th, they say that Gemini people should learn a foreign language. Their positive energy coupled with their curious nature makes language learning a joyful pursuit. My youngest sister is a Leo, a lion, and she's got very much the lion attributes, a little bit of a show off, from July 23rd to August 22nd. Leo is more concerned with happiness. Their passions could be directed toward collecting stamps, cars, or stuffed animals. Donna collects chickens. She likes her chickens. She's a big, avid gardener. Yeah, she's got a couple turtles that come to visit her every morning, and she feeds them grapes. If you're Virgo, you were born between August 23rd and September 22nd, and Virgo's sign is the Virgin, I believe. They don't shy away from hard work. They enjoy creating foods, baking. So baking is a good hobby for Virgos. If you are...
So if you like to eat cookies and cake, you should get to know a Virgo.
Yeah, marry a Virgo. If you are Libra, that's the sign of the scales. Balance is important to you. You were born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Libras enjoy volunteering. They like to do good deeds. It's an outlet for their gracious qualities.
Nice.
Cancer. Now, my youngest son, Matt, is Cancer. He was born between June 21st and July 22nd. Photography. Now, he's not much of a photographer, but Cancer is a highly imaginative sign. They like to see immediate results. Once you snap a picture, you get your result. Matt likes to write. He likes to play games, board games, too. Scorpio. They are born between October 23rd and November 22nd. They need freedom and space. Their retreat is the outdoors, so hiking is good for Scorpions. Sagittarius people are the sign of the archer, I believe, and they're born between November 23rd to December 21st. And because they tend to have a serene energy, they do well with yoga. Their emphasis is on balance of mind and body. The people born between December 22nd and January 19th are considered Capricorns. Now, Capricorn is goat. Yeah, there's a difference between the ram and the goat. I'm not sure. Yeah, they like... Jennifer is Capricorn. Lynn is Sagittarius. The Capricorns like do-it-yourself. Love learning a craft or project, jewelry making, furniture building, magazine...
Filmmaking.
There was a word I was trying to think of for be unique, like a big empire, but I can't think of the word. February 20th to March 20th are Pisces. My oldest son is a Pisces. This says he should take up songwriting. No. They are willing to communicate. They have artistic and musical abilities. Not if you ask him. But there are other things that they're really good at. And this is for you and me, Gene. Aquarius. Born between January 20th and February 19th, Aquarius loves stargazing. We are cerebral and philosophical. They revel in observing stars, planets, and other celestial objects. And I will agree with that. I have an album on Facebook called He Gave Me the Sun, the Moon, and the Stars and Rockets, because it's a tribute to the camera that Curtis gave me years ago. And I put pictures of celestial bodies in there. So there you go. And that brings us to the end of our show today, a little earlier than 15 minutes, but not much. So,
well, you know, and I'm thinking that as an Aquarius, I do like to stargaze and philosophize and stuff, but I also like to do other things too. I like the music, you know, like the Pisces and then the other one, a couple of them. So, yeah, I suppose it's probably got a little bit of each of them in all of us.
There's a little truth in all of it, but it's all still really good. So with that, I'm going to say bye, everybody.
All right. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.